to be with you today as you start the 21st annual conference of the National Institute of Animal Agriculture. Let's acknowledge that it's been a challenging year. Pandemic's impacts on health and the economy, as well as the supply chain disruptions and trade disputes, have put farmers and ranchers in a very difficult position. One of the first things I did as secretary was to develop new channels of help and assistance for farmers, ranchers, and producers. We developed the USDA Pandemic Assistance for Producer Program, a $6.5 billion initiative to reach a broader set of producers than in previous COVID packages. This is on top of the $5.5 billion in payments to cattle, row crop, and other producers that go under the CFAP program, which was begun by the previous administration. The idea behind the new Pandemic Assistance Initiative is to create new programs that will put greater emphasis on outreach to small and socially disadvantaged producers, as well as supporting a more resilient food supply chain. This also includes the new dairy donation program, which is under development right now. That program will facilitate the timely donation of dairy products to nonprofit organizations that distribute food to persons in need and to prevent and minimize food waste. Also in the Pandemic Assistance Program is $100 million of additional funding for the Local Agricultural Marketing Program, administered by the AMS and Rural Development, which supports the development, coordination, and expansion of direct producer-to-consumer marketing, local and regional food markets and enterprises, and value-added agricultural products. USDA will do more in the months ahead to restore strength and resilience to the agriculture and food marketplace, but we can't go back to business as usual. We need to transform our food system. The general state of our food system is affecting U.S. competitiveness in a variety of ways, beginning with a financial strain and debt on and off the farm, a fragile production system that relies on intensive monoculture, a nutrition security system detached from healthy food access and choices for many, growing consolidation and the lack of competition and resilience in the ag marketplace, and a lack of equity and systemic barriers to prosperity for communities of color from farm to fork. We need to accelerate a transformation of our food system to build a fairer, more transparent food system rooted in part in local and regional production, where small can compete against big because a greater share of the food dollar goes to those growing, harvesting, and preparing our food. We must put food, agriculture, and forestry at the center of climate smart practices by building new markets, including in renewable energy and bio-based manufacturing, and creating new streams of income for producers and landowners. And we must rebuild the communities where our food, fiber, and energy are produced. We have to recognize that concentration is a reality today across the food system and especially visible in the livestock and poultry markets. High level of concentration create at least three problems for fair and competitive agricultural markets and for rural America economically and socially. Exposed supply chain vulnerabilities, place downward pressure on farmers and ranchers' economic returns, and their market abuses, including unfair and deceptive practices, racial discrimination, and often limits economic opportunity. So the questions are, how can we build resilience and fairness into our system? How can we invest in local and regional food systems so farmers have an alternative where we can build wealth and prosperity in all of rural America? How can we enhance value-added markets so that farmers can earn a greater share of that food dollar? How do we remove barriers to trade and strengthen trade relations, giving our farmers and ranchers a chance to compete in the international marketplace? In short, how do we build a sustainable food system that will create market opportunities? We want the United States to be known around the world, not only for quality, safety, affordability, and reliability as it is today, but we also want it to be known for its sustainability. USDA supports the vision of a net zero economy and agriculture, which is both severely affected by the climate crisis and a source of innovative potential solutions as a great place to start. USDA is supporting and investing in agriculture and rural communities as a way to address the climate crisis, to protect our natural resources, to improve farmers' bottom lines by generating new revenue streams, decreasing energy costs, and investing in farmer-led solutions. Agriculture is indeed both a source and a sink for greenhouse gas emissions, and thus it has a critical role to play in addressing the climate crisis. And I believe that farmers need and want to be part of meeting this challenge. USDA has long invested in environmental markets and conservation incentives. It's been a catalyst in generating innovative science-based practical tools to help farmers quantify and demonstrate their environmental contributions. Our competitive conservation innovation grants support the development of creative tools, approaches, practices, and technologies to further conservation on private land. U.S. farmers and ranchers can estimate the greenhouse gas mitigation and/or carbon sequestration potential of a suite of conservation practices at the county and farm level using state-of-the-art planning tools from USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service. Now we're thinking about how to expand and bolster our market toolkit using existing authorities in new ways to bring in more private investment and support the private sector's approaches to broadly expand market opportunities for U.S. farmers, ranchers, and foresters. And we know the costs of ongoing climate crisis will be high. The financial and human toll of forest fires, drought, and other extreme events in the United States has been astronomical. We can't afford delay in addressing the climate impacts of and on our food system. We must do the hard work of assessing real impacts and outcomes, measurable outcomes on food and nutrition security, food affordability and accessibility, farmer and food system workers' income and well-being, and environmental indications. Finally, I want to put a call out of action to all of us in ranching, farming, and food production to help create a more just and equitable sector. Last week, I met with CEOs of some of the largest agriculture and food companies in the country to have a conversation about working together to advance racial justice and equity in our sector. Now, it's an important moment in our nation's history. It's an inflection point with the public making the strongest call for action on racial justice and equity in generations. And I might say it's long overdue. An economic analysis by Citi Global Perspectives and Solutions notes that the failure to more aggressively address economic inequities has cost the American economy $16 trillion over 20 years. The USDA is now focused on creating systematic, structural, and cultural changes essential to advancing equity. I believe it's the responsibility of leaders attending this event to help us uphold civil rights, to prioritize justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion, and to work together for progress. We're looking for partners on this journey for racial equity and for transformation of our food system, and I hope you'll join us in this important, challenging effort.